Well, Monday afternoon's weekly crop progress, crop condition ratings report was friendly to the wheat market, showing a lot lower ratings than what was anticipated. For corn and soybeans, though, we did see planting progress continue to advance at a pretty good pace, especially for soybeans. As of May 10th, we're looking at 57% of the nation's corn has now been planted. That's up 19% from the previous week and 5% ahead of the five-year average. 23% of the corn crop has emerged. We still have about five states that are still seeing some significant delays as far as corn planting is concerned. Michigan being the biggest one at 11% behind its five-year average. North Dakota is 5% behind its five-year average. And we have Missouri and North Carolina about 3% behind their five-year average. For soybeans, 49% of the crop has now been planted. That's 16% higher than last week and 13% higher than the five-year average. Only one state is behind in planting for soybeans, and that is Michigan, and they're sitting about 14% behind their average pace. For soybeans, 20% of the crop has emerged. For wheat, we're looking at headed out right now for winter wheat at 61%. That's versus 45 for the five-year average. And conditions took a pretty good hit. Frost and dry conditions continue to drive that market or hurt the winter wheat crop potential. It dropped 3% to 28%. Good to excellent. That was 4% less than expected by the trade. And we did see some pretty big drops as far as the big states are concerned. Kansas dropped 5% to 17%, good to excellent. Oklahoma dropped 7% to 9%, good to excellent. And we did see Texas drop, looks like 6% to 10%, good to excellent. As far as spring wheat planting is concerned, we're catching up. 53% of the crop has now been planted. That's up 21 from last week, and it is now 2% ahead of the five-year average and about 3% more than expected by the trade. So nicer weather did get the planters rolling in the northern plains. Overall, this report is considered to be neutral to a little bit friendly to the winter wheat, neutral to corn, maybe a little negative as far as soybeans are concerned because of the rapid planting progress.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.